The BC Northern Real Estate Board, BCNREB, released property data for the first half of the year that showed a rise in seasonally adjusted sales in Prince Rupert. As of July 1, 76 properties worth $36 million have been reported sold through the Multiple Listing Service, MLS, in the Prince Rupert area, compared to the first half of last year when 82 properties worth $32.4 million were sold. 57 single-family homes were sold with an average price of just under $490,000, and it took an average of 58 days for these properties to sell. There are 148 properties of all types available for purchase through MLS as of June 30. Last year, there were 56 residential detached houses sold during the first half with an average selling price of $446,510. In 2023, 47 properties with an average price of $444,444 were sold during the same time period. Overall, sales activity in the North remained strong through the second quarter, demonstrating remarkable resilience to growing uncertainties that affected other regions of the province, BCNREB stated. A total of 2,345 properties were sold in the BC Northern region through MLS in the first half of 2025 with a value of $1 billion, up from the $938 million from 2,281 sales reported in the first half of last year. As of June 30, there were 3,627 properties of all types available for sale through the MLS of BCNREB, compared to 3,597 at the same time in 2024. Sales in the region in the second quarter of 2025 decreased slightly from the previous quarter. With 988 sales on a seasonally adjusted basis, housing market activity was 6.2% below historical averages and 2.1% below the level of last year's second quarter. With 1,822 active listings at the end of last month, the region is roughly 20% below what the BCNREB considers to be healthy long-term levels of inventory. The average sale price in the region rose to $455,243, a 9.8% increase compared to the previous quarter. BCNREB added that the ongoing trade war with the U.S. may impact sales in the second half of 2025. As the sales to active listings ratio stabilizes around 18%, marginally lower than in Q1 2025, northern markets remain in a largely similar position to the previous quarter, BCNREB stated. However, the ongoing impact of tariffs, which heavily affect many cornerstone industries of the northern economy, may yet hamper sales activity moving into the second half of the year.